I am an idiot. And before I explain why, let's talk about how many subs I have. Last month, when I last talked, I had 175. I failed to reach my goal of 200. And I did not set another goal. But this month, right now, I have 228 subscribers. So that's just my sub count. I don't really care about that. And I'll get into why that is later. But the reason why I'm an idiot is because in the last monthly update, 1 month ago, I recorded that whole thing. And right after I finished recording it, I was thinking, man, this is not good. I should not post this. Because I basically had an ego in that. And I basically exclaimed my future aspirations and intentions. And that's not something you should do. I spoke on my plans that I have for the future. And I also said that I was going to accomplish something before I even did it. And I'm not going to say what I said. You can go back and listen to that episode if you want. But immediately after that, I was thinking, man, I should not post this. And so I re-listened to the whole thing, and it was all fine except for the end. Like, the last the last bit was the bad part. But I posted it anyways, and then immediately after that, I looked into ego. Because for the past couple years, I have been having a desire to learn about ego. Because I knew that I had an issue with ego. And I don't really know what ego is, even now. I still don't know what ego is, but I remember for the past couple of years, I had been thinking to myself, oh, I can't wait until I get into ego. It's going to be so good once I start learning about ego. And I can't really explain why. It's just, I kind of have this subtle knowing. It's kind of similar to how before I started learning about like controlling your thoughts and all of the stuff going on in your mind, I had this kind of knowing, this intuition that I should probably learn about your thoughts. Because I remember when I was getting into reading, I was only reading books on physical stuff. So I would read books on how to breathe properly, books on how to eat properly, how to sleep. And I was just reading all of like the physical stuff. But intuitively, I understood that, oh, well, I was improving all of this stuff in the physical, like my body. But what about like in my mind? And I didn't really know what I was even thinking. I just had this kind of slight vague intuition that, oh, maybe I should start learning about mind or learning about thought or whatever that is. I didn't even know what that was. So I looked up on Google, like books on mind or books on thoughts. And I looked through all like the books recommended and wasn't really interested in any of them, but I had that intuition. And then later on, eventually I did find a book called Reality Transurfing, which I ended up reading 3 times by now. And that book was life-changing. So I had that intuition to learn about like whatever is going on in my mind, to focus on that aspect. And it was the same thing with ego. And I still have no idea what ego is, but right after I recorded that episode last month, I decided to just pull the trigger and start looking into ego. So I looked up on Google, like books on ego, and I found a YouTube video of a guy talking about books, and there was Ego is the Enemy. That's the book that I came across. And I heard about that, and I was like, okay, sure. So I bought it. I read that book, and it told me exactly what I needed to hear on that front, on the front of your aspirations. Because Ego is the Enemy talks all about like your strivings when you're in 3 phases of life, when you're striving for something, when you are successful, and when you have failed. Those are like the 3 stages of life, and that's what it focuses on. And that's exactly what I needed for that video, or what I'm talking about right now, which was how last month I spoke on something that I was going to do, that I had planning on doing in the future, which I shouldn't have done. should have kept that in my mind. But I still have this kind of other aspect to ego. And I don't even know if this is ego, but it's like annoyance of other people. And that's something that I had been dealing with. But a couple months ago, I started to like really dial in on it. And I've gotten a lot better at that. And I'm a lot more tolerant with people. And I'm grateful because there's a book that I have read twice now, which is called Law of Success in 16 Lessons. And there's a chapter in that book, which is called The Golden Rule. And it is exactly what it is. It's, if you're familiar with The Golden Rule, most people are. It's like the Christian thing. It's, or it's not even a Christian thing. It's a everything thing. Pretty much all religions have some variation of the Golden Rule. And it's treat others how you would want to be treated. And I grew up Christian. I was familiar with that. But I didn't really, I didn't even know like why I should do that. No one gave me an explanation. No one gave me anything like that. So I didn't really, it was, I didn't really embody it as a part of my identity. And can you really blame me? Because a lot of the, actually, I'm not even going to get into that. But in that book, The Law of Success, he basically spent the whole entire book explaining all of the concepts. So then in the last chapter, the Golden Rule chapter, you could basically finally understand what it really means to follow the Golden Rule. And there are so many different intricacies, so many different principles that I still don't even understand fully. And I probably won't understand fully for many, many, many years. But the point is that I actually have a much better perspective on tolerance and the Golden Rule. And so I've been looking into ego. But earlier in this episode, I mentioned how I don't really care about my subscriber count. And that's because I suck. Like, I actually suck. I am so bad at what I do. Like, I actually am terrible. One of the videos that I thought I was gonna get a, one of my videos that was the best video I ever made, I talked about it in last month's episode. And it was a video that I made on social media. And I said, oh, this is going to get at least 2,000 views. And I said that humbly. I said that with the thought in my mind that it was going to get 1,000,000 views. But you know what happened? It got less than 100 views. And you know what? After that, I didn't even realize it. I didn't even care, because the next video I made after that was going to get 10,000 views, but it didn't. And the point is that I suck. I still suck. I have exactly what Mr. Beast prescribed as called, or actually not prescribed. I have exactly what Mr. Beast diagnosed as called the small creator mindset. It's basically when you're really bad, when you still suck at making YouTube videos, that you think all of your videos should get 1,000,000 views. And that's exactly what I have. But a couple weeks ago, I took a step back and I was like, okay, yeah, I suck. One of my videos, a couple, like maybe a month ago that I made, it was something, it was called like, your dad will thank you for watch, or your kids will thank you for watching this video. That video, I genuinely thought was going to get like 1,000,000 views. Like, I actually thought that was the best video I ever made. I was really proud of it, really proud of the thumbnail, really proud of everything. You know how many views it got? 19. 19 views after 3 weeks. 19 views. That is worse than the first video I ever made. That's terrible. So, basically, the moral of the story is that I suck. And I had to take some drastic measures to not suck. And I don't think that reps is going to cut it anymore. Because at a certain point, you have to take a step back and realize that I am missing a fundamental key part to being a YouTuber. and it's storytelling. Many, many months ago, I learned, actually basically a year ago when I read a book called Expert Secrets, I learned that storytelling is everything. Literally all there is to selling, and maybe not. I don't know. Now that I don't even know. I don't even know anything. I don't know anything. Seriously. Socrates, I think it was, he basically said that all he knows is that he doesn't know anything. And I'm starting to realize that the more I learn, the more I learn that I suck, and the more I learn that I don't know anything. But storytelling, that is something that I realize there is another aspect to. So this whole time I've been focusing on my personal storytelling. But there's another part to it. There's storytelling structure. And so I learned recently that apparently every single story, every great story, every great movie, every great TV show, every great YouTube video, every great work of art that is told in a form of a story follows a structure. And there is an actual universal structure. And I first learned about this in Expert Secrets a year ago, but I didn't really start to realize how important it is until recently. And so I got a book called Save the Cat, and it's basically a book on screenwriting. So that's like writing the scripts for a movie. And I read that whole thing, and I really thought it helped a lot. But here's the point. There is one chapter in that book called Let's Beat It Out. And he basically explains the storytelling structure. It's called Blake Snyder's Beat Sheet. And I wrote that entire chapter twice. Like, I literally wrote it down in my journal, word for word, the entire chapter. It was like 30 pages long. It took me an entire day to do one. So it took me like 4 days to do it twice, to write it twice. But one day, like a week ago, I sat down in the morning, started writing, and then I ate lunch, worked out, and then got back to writing. Literally wrote it down word for word, because I heard that if you write things down longhand, it helps like mold your subconscious or something. It's like not all great copywriters, but there's a great copywriting trick. And it's basically, if you want to learn how to copywrite, which is basically like writing advertisements, then you take the greatest ads of all time and just write them down by hand. And that basically like forms your subconscious or something. I don't know. But I've done that with advertisements, and I've done that with an entire website before many times, and it helped a lot. Helped me make my own website called 1%dad.com. And so I thought I'd do it with that book too. And I also do it with like reality transurfing and law of success. I do it a lot with a lot of different things. And so I did it, and I've gotten a lot more familiar with storytelling structure, but not good enough. Still, I suck. I still suck, and I'm going to suck for years, but I'm getting better. And that's the point. And so, now that I explained why I suck, I want to talk about another thing. How there's this thing called resistance. It's basically, and I may be explaining something very simple that most people know about, and this is where I'm being very conscious of, I still don't know anything about the world. So there's a thing called resistance, and I learned about it in the past year a few times. And it may be a very commonly known thing. I have no idea, but I'm going to explain it anyways. So resistance is basically whenever you're striving towards something, your own mind comes up with a bunch of negative thoughts to prevent you from achieving it. So it's like, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I'm too ugly. Oh, I suck. Oh, I'm too lazy. Oh, I don't want to do it. Like, I want comfort. That's all resistance. And I was pretty familiar with pushing past it for the past year. Basically, a year ago today was like basically a year ago, yeah, was when I decided that I was going to go all into entrepreneurship, where that was like the next phase of my life that I was going to focus on. I didn't even know what my purpose was. I didn't know my direction. I didn't know what anything. I was still trying to find a pursuit to follow. I was looking into different business models, but I kept pushing through. And over the past year, I have definitely experienced resistance in some form or another pretty commonly, but it was nothing like I have experienced in the past month. Because people look at my life, they look at like my daily routine, my lifestyle, and they're like, "Whoa, how do you do that? Like, that's crazy." But to me, it should all just like autopilot. It's like I don't really, it's kind of easy for the most part. Yes, there are times where I'm just like suffering, but that's not very common. And yes, there are times like during the day where I just have to like keep pushing through, just like, yeah, I do get that stuff, but I never really got like the full blown suffering, like, oh, everything is going downhill, until recently, where the other day I saw a YouTube video called, what is it called? Oh, Trial by Fire by Charlie Morgan. And it's like a 2 hour long video. And I heard it, my friend told me about it. And it's like one of the greatest YouTube videos I've ever seen. And I watched that whole thing, and it basically explained resistance. And it explained how when you're trying to strive for success, you're going to get resistance. And the only way to combat it is to do the work. And so I was like, oh, yeah. But he mentioned this thing. He said, when you first go on your journey, you're going to be on this high. It's going to be like, oh, yeah, all motivation. Oh, yeah, it's all easy. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty, that's like what I'm doing right now. But then he said, yeah, that's all fake. It's all going to go crashing down, and then it's all of the energy is going to die out. Everything is going to die, and then it's just going to be you and suffering, you and pain, and you're going to have to walk through a wall of fire. And that's how you find success. And immediately when he said that, I kind of understood a little bit, because for that past week, I had started to make the transition into whatever that wall of fire is, I think. And here is me again. I have no idea what I'm talking about, by the way. I am 18 years old. I don't know anything about the world. So I don't even know if I am going through the wall of fire. I don't even know if I am gonna achieve success. I don't know anything. All I know is that all that remains is the work to be done. But that side note aside, basically when he said that, I was like, oh shoot, I'm starting to get into that. And for the past month, I had been getting a lot of doubts, a lot of things like, oh, like this successful person experienced this. I never got that. I never got that. I never got that. Like, a lot of people like dropped out of college. They had to do crazy, scary things. And I was thinking, I didn't have to do anything. I'm getting it so easy in life. Like, I literally am living at my house rent free. I get everything provided for, and all I'm doing is working. That's it. Like, I'm not even gonna find success if I'm not going through the pain, because you like pretty much a universal theme among successful people is they go through a season of suffering. Like, may not like suffering in a bad way, but suffering of growth. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not even getting that. So, but then my friend reminded me that, but you are. Like, you are literally waking up at 3 in the morning and working for like 6, 7 hours a day, and then doing like this crazy kettlebell work. Like, you are doing that. So I don't know. There's two kind of interpretations to this. Maybe I am going through the wall, the pain, and my resistance manifests differently. And my resistance is making me blind to the fact that I actually am going through the suffering. And so I'm kind of longing for real, and I say this qu with quotes, real suffering, of kind of like how other people like dropped out of college, they had to live in a car, they had to like do crazy things. And when in reality, I am going through the wall of fire, it's just my resistance is showing up as that, me thinking that I'm not, and I'm panicking and trying to do things. That's one interpretation. And the other interpretation is maybe I just am not going through the wall of fire. Maybe I am just coping, and maybe I'm still a wantrepreneur. I have no idea. I don't know. I've never made any money online. I have made more money selling lemonade in my front porch than I have in the past year of putting my all into whatever it is that I'm doing on my YouTube channel. So that puts it into perspective. Maybe I still am a entrepreneur. Maybe I am not actually doing the thing that needs to be done. I have no idea. There are a few things that I have in mind that I should be doing, but I don't know. That's like the whole, oh yeah, one more thing. Going back to me saying that I suck, another thing, I suck. So that means that the reps, I mentioned earlier that maybe it's not just the repetitions, because you have to get a lot of reps to kind of figure out how to do YouTube. But then there's this point where maybe there's just a fundamental flaw, and that's storytelling, like the structure. And so that's why I stopped doing daily uploads. And then I went to every other day. And then I stopped doing that. And I went to every 3 days. And now, actually today, I stopped doing every 3 days. And now I'm going back to once a week. Weekly uploads. And that's because I am studying storytelling structure. There's a book called The Hero with 1,000 Faces that I'm reading right now and studying. And I'm actually doing something crazy that I'll talk about in the next month's update. With it, it's just I don't want to talk about it now because I have not actually completed it yet, so I'm not going to say it until next month. But just know that even though I'm not actually putting as much hours into the YouTube channel, like actually creating videos, because I basically spent maybe 7 hours or 5 hours making a video that I'm gonna be posting for 1 week. So I'm basically working like less than 10 hours a week now on the YouTube channel, starting now. But just know that I am not working. I'm still working. It's just not really work. It's studying. I'm in this like period of where I am just trying to learn all of the principles or whatever I am trying to learn. Storytelling, I don't know. But that's it. I have 200 subscribers. I don't really care about subs, though. Oh, here's one thing I want to talk about. One thing I realized is that I know a couple minutes ago I was just talking about how I didn't make any money yet. But the thing is that I don't really care. I do not care that I didn't make any money, because I'm prepared to spend 3 years. I'm prepared to spend 5 years not making a dime. Now, obviously, I don't want to spend 5 years living under my parents, like being financially dependent, because that would be unfair to them. But I'm prepared to put years into this without any payoff. Why? Because you don't have to have money. Humans invented money. But you know what humans did not invent? Happiness. And that's what I'm experiencing working on this. But that's like a side note. The point that I'm trying to make is that every time I tell someone that what I'm working on, like the YouTube, or every time someone mentions my YouTube video, for example, just recently, I went back to school to graduate after 6 months of being gone. I hadn't seen anyone for 6 months, and then I graduated with all of my friends. And everyone was asking me, oh, how's the YouTube channel? Oh, yeah, I saw your videos. Because everyone saw my videos. And the common thing that people asked is, did you make any money? And it's not just like my friends. It's also like literally every person. Family, parents, strangers, literally everyone. And this is not me dissing. is this is just me pointing out a fact that I want people to be aware of. Did you make money? No, I did not make money. But people, there's a perspective that I want to bring to the table. The fact that I'm learning, okay, so one thing I realize of my studies of successful people is that a lot of people went through a season. There's a guy called, what is his name? I don't know. It might come to me, but there's a YouTuber slash Twitch streamer. He recorded a video when he was 18 years old before he found success. And it was basically when he was streaming for like 12 hours a day with 2 viewers. And he said, this is the grind mode. This is the, every single successful person goes through something called the grind mode. It's basically a season of like a year, 2 years, 3 years of where they don't get any compensation. But then there's a law called the law of compensation. And I learned about it from Napoleon Hill's book, Law of Success in 16 Lessons. And he learned about it from this guy called Ralph Waldo Emerson. And Emerson has very famous essays. And one of them is called compensation. And it basically means that the more work you do, the more kind of energy you're stacking up. And so, like, let's say you serve people for an entire year with no pay. That is going to stack up, and the energy is going to be so powerful. It's kind of like a dam. Like, the water is going to build up, and then eventually it's just going to burst. And then you're just going to get an explosion of compensation. And that's exactly what is his name? This is exactly what that Twitch streamer was talking about. I can't believe I forgot his name. I actually used to watch him when I was younger. Like, literally a couple years ago, I used to watch him. But on YouTube, I would, not on Twitch. But that's what he was talking about. How basically most successful people have to go through a season of literally getting nothing and only giving for years, potentially, before they can actually start to see some amount of success. And there's one thing I realized. This past month, I really didn't put as much effort into the YouTube channel as I did the month before, yet I got the same amount of growth. So the last month, in my last monthly update, I was talking about how I just missed my goal of 200 subs, and I got 175. So I gained like 50 subscribers last month. But this month, I also gained 50 subscribers, even though I didn't put nearly as much time into actually putting, like, actually working on the YouTube channel. But I was still putting, I was actually putting more time in. It was just not put towards the YouTube. It was put into studying how to actually do YouTube, like copying thumbnails down. Literally, this is another thing I did this past month. I basically took a screenshot of a bunch of Mr. Beast's most popular videos and also a few of his videos that I could literally make with no money. For example, surviving 24 hours in a desert. A few of those videos too. And I screenshotted like maybe 20, 30, 40 of them and printed them all out into like flashcards basically and cut them all out. And I have this like stack of flashcards of all of Mr. Beast's thumbnails, title and thumbnails, basically video packaging. And I literally just copied the title and then drew the thumbnail. And then after I did that, I looked at all the colors and I wrote down like the colors. And then I also wrote down like the lines. There's this thing where you should have like lines pointing towards the focus of the image. So I basically did that probably like 30 times. And I started a journal a month ago, and it's nearly 3/4 of the way filled already because I've just been writing so much. But that's what I've been doing. And I'm like starting to realize that, oh, if I gained 50 subscribers in 1 month, that is crazy. Because the first month that I started my YouTube channel, I gained zero. I actually got I think I got zero views in the first month of YouTube. But it took me, I think, like 5 months to get one subscriber. And then that person unsubscribed like the next month or the next day or something like that. So that is actually an example of compensation. It took me 5 months to get zero subscribers. But now, because I put in nearly an entire year of work onto this YouTube channel, I got 50 subscribers in 1 month. So that is an example of compensation. Except in like the larger concept, in the larger grand scheme of things, it'll be a much larger sum total. For example, I've seen people randomly blow up after a year of posting and they got like 10,000 subscribers in 1 day. So that's like a bigger example. But then if you look at Mr. Beast, he spent like 15 years faithfully studying, spending literally like 10 hours a day, probably more than 10 hours a day for thousands of days. So like for decades, like 15 years. And he has like 300 million subscribers, nearly. That is a greater example of compensation. He gained more subscribers, probably. I don't even know what his subscriber count is, but I bet that he gained more subscribers today in 1 day, 24 hours, than he gained in his first 5 years. I don't know if that's true, but that's an example of compensation. So the more work you put into it, the bigger your dam becomes, and then boom, it bursts. But the thing is, it doesn't just burst and all, you have to start over. It keeps on building. So it's not like an actual classical dam. It's like a magical dam where it never actually bursts, but you get the energy. I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. This is just my interpretation, my 18-year-old self interpretation. I still have no idea how the world works, but I'm trying to figure it out one day at a time. All right. Peace.